of the great and powerful Oz.
May the force be with you.
Go ahead. Meet my day.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
On your station, 88.9 KETR. Good morning. You are listening to Movie Picks with Alice Reese. We do have Alice on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. And she takes time out of her Friday mornings to give us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We're going to be talking about a few movies today. One I'm particularly excited about. We're going to be talking about After Earth and Epic. Let's start with the one that I'm excited about, After Earth.
Again, the world has done it to itself. Somehow the pollution and all kinds of things, I don't know, wars. The humanity has left and gone to live in a new place called Nova Prime, which is outside of our solar system in and it's a planet that is somewhat like Earth. And this is a movie directed by M. Night Shyamalan, who hasn't done anything in a while because he has had three flops in a row. But critically, he is kind of off his game from Sixth Sense and his early, really mega hits. But this time he's back with a traditional sci-fi movie that he didn't write, and this is kind of a good sign too, because it's a change for him. All of his other things he has been the author of, and he is a co-screenwriter on this, but he is not. It came from an idea from Will Smith, who is the star. He had an idea of a man who gets trapped in a car accident, and his son has to go a long distance to save him. And they took the idea to some screenwriters in M. Night Shyamalan, and they came up with the idea of these people who are originally, they're 1,000 years earlier, their descendants were from Earth, but now they've grown up and live on Nova Prime, and they are in a spaceship, and it falls to Earth. And it's not supposed to go there because Earth has become the worst place in the universe with marauding, mutated creatures and terrible weather extremes. It's very, very hot or it's very, very cold. And there's a vicious alien loose. He's known as Ursa. After this crash, Will Smith he's General Cypher Rage. He's trapped. And his son, who's played by his real son, Jaden Smith, who was in The Karate Kid and has some acting experience already, he has to go 100 meters to retrieve an emergency beacon, and he has to go through all kinds of things in order to try to save his father. It's a good story. It's the only problem I really had with it was when they flash back to why the father and son have so many problems between them, and they showed the flashbacks, and I never was too clear as to exactly what was going on. I can tell something terrible happened, but although they show it many times, I wasn't really clear.
Now, I'm looking forward to this movie. Normally, I'm not a big fan of M. Night Shyamalan's movies. You said he did have a few flops. Actually, the star of the Last Airbender, Noah Ringer, who played Aang, what his name. He's from Dallas, and he's actually really good friends with my cousins. And I got to talk to him and everything. He was really excited about being in this movie, but once it was all completed and everything, he was kind of bummed because it was such a big flop.
Well, they did make, it was a box office hit. They did make money, and there's been still talk about a sequel. There still has been talk about that. But for Shyamalan, it was just not, I mean, usually the critics are very kind to him, and the last three have just not been.
Now let's switch gears here. We've got a cartoon, but it's not even by Disney or Pixar or any of that sort. It's by Blue Sky. It's called Epic.
Yeah, it's a guy who did come from that background, though. Chris Wedge, he was at one time, I think, connected with Disney. But he has gotten his own reputation. He's the Ice Age guy. And so he took the book called The Leaf Man and the Brave Good Bugs by William Joyce. And then they hired William Joyce to co-write the screenplay with James Hart and made this 3D animated feature. And the 3D is really good in this. They take a kind of a traditional story, there's a teenager named Mary Catherine who likes to be called MK, and that's the voice of Amanda Seyfried. She comes to live with her absent-minded father, who's Professor Bamba, and he is preoccupied with his scientific work, and he hardly even notices she's around. He's got all these things set up where he's monitoring bugs in the forest, but he thinks he's come upon something that's beyond bugs. And anyway, while he's doing all this, she prepares to leave. She gets disgusted with her father. But in Alice in Wonderland fashion, things happen, and she shrinks down, and she becomes the size of the tiny forest people known as the Leaf Men. And she joins in their struggles against the Boggins, who are called the Lords of Rot, and their leader, Mandrake, which is the voice of Christoph Waltz. And they are trying to, or in some places quite successfully, encroach upon all of the forest land and just make it all disappear and destroy everything that's green and living. And she joins in and has a big adventure with the Leaf Men, who are the voices of Ronan and Nod, or Colin Farrell and Josh Hutcherson, and they are all trying to protect their queen, who is Tara, the voice of Beyonce Knowles. And there's a lot of traditional animated stuff. The comic relief comes from Glowworm Nim Galoo, who is the voice of Steven Tyler, and Bufo the Frog, who is the voice of Pitbull. And it's visually just stunning. And there are lovely flowers and dandelions, and there's also some evil destroyers. And they're all brought to life so that we see our world through the perspective of the little people of the forest.
Alice, thank you so much for taking time out of your Friday to give us these two movie reviews for Epic and After Earth. I'm excited to see both of these movies, and I'm sure after these reviews that everyone else listening is excited to see them as well. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You can hear Alice Reese live every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:20, or you can find it right here at ketr.org. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope we'll have you back next week.